Star Wars 7x7, episode 3337. It's finally happened. The first two episodes of the Ahsoka series are out now. Today's episode is going to be a non-spoiler discussion of just initial reactions to what we got to see last night. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, first reactions. The one thing that I'll say right off the top, and just again, this is a no-spoiler discussion situation, is patience. This is an 8-episode series, and it looks like Dave Filoni is really leaning into the 8 episodes that he is going to get to play with this story. So when we talked about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, one of the things that we talked about was how, yes, the thing was initially conceived as a movie, and then they gave it some more room to breathe, and it became multiple episodes. And at times you kind of felt like, well, you know, they might have been able to pace through some of this stuff faster if they wanted to. But my own personal reaction in, you know, thinking about that was that I just loved having more Star Wars time on screen. And yes, it could have been faster paced, but it was okay. It was more Ewan McGregor. It was more Hayden Christensen. It was more of everything that we love about Star Wars. So yeah, it could have been faster, but it was still just awesome. And that really does kind of feel like what's going on with the Ahsoka series here as well, and maybe even a little more so. It's kind of something we talked about with the Andor series as well, and how some reviewers felt that that story was a real slow burn, and we talked about how it was kind of a good thing that they released the first 3 episodes, because at least you got that whole story arc, you got closure with it. And in that sense, it was probably a good decision to go with a 2-episode premiere for the Ahsoka series as well. I will say that if they had gone with just a single episode premiere and they had done the teasers and trailers just a little bit different, Star Wars fans would probably have been rioting in the streets after the ending of the first episode. But probably not for long, because we would have all figured out what was going to happen next. And so, yeah, again, I'll leave that and we'll get into spoilers on tomorrow's episode. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you've already seen the episode anyway. But, you know, we're still going to keep it close to the vest, as it were. Our main cast of characters is great. Rosario Dawson and Mary Elizabeth Winstead and Natasha Lou Bordizzo, all nailing their characters as Ahsoka and Hera and Sabine, doing a great job so far. There are cameos of characters from Rebels already, which is great fun. And if you're not somebody who is well-versed in Rebels, then that's okay. It's one of those things where it'll be like, hey, you know, and you'll point at the television like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme, right? But yeah, if not, then that's okay. It's not going to be, you know, something that's lost on you and that you're missing out on something crucial to the developments of what's happening in the show. Keeping to the way that things have unfolded with previous live action series, a lot of the stuff that you saw in teasers and trailers is showing up in these first 2 episodes. So we're getting into, you know, very much uncharted territory as things go forward. I was watching this with my son, and as the opening scenes began, I said to him, oh, this is not going to go well. And when you watch those scenes, you'll see what I mean, because they showed enough of what happened in the trailers that you can pretty much put together how the opening is going to go right away. As far as our villains go, we have Rae Stevenson and Ivana Sackno, if I'm pronouncing her name right, and Diana Lee Inosanto. They are also terrific, and Rae Stevenson especially. There's a, you know, a tribute card to him at the end of the first episode, and yeah, he is just fantastic in the role. Oh, it is so sad to know that he is no longer with us, but his gravitas in the performance is spectacular. Ivana Sackno as Shin Hati is also terrific, and something I didn't notice in all of the stuff that I had seen is that she has a Padawan braid, and I thought that was particularly fascinating. Then you have Morgan Elspeth, who is even more intimidating with the extended time that we get with her in these first 2 episodes than in the moments that we saw her in that episode of The Mandalorian, and she was pretty darn intimidating in those episodes as well. Or in that episode, I should say. There is lightsaber fighting and it's well done. You know, I still feel like nothing is going to live up to the fight in The Phantom Menace and the fight in Revenge of the Sith. I mean, those were just such incredibly top tier lightsaber battles between Obi-Wan and Anakin at the end of Revenge of the Sith and between Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon and Darth Maul at the end of The Phantom Menace. Yeah, it doesn't live up to those, but it's still pretty darn good. And Rosario Dawson, with all the talk that we had been analyzing about the training that she went through for the fight sequences and whatnot, you can tell it's all on the screen. She is not leaving any of it behind. She is really putting in the effort. There are a couple of suspension of disbelief issues that I have with a couple of things, and we'll get into those more deeply as we dig into the individual episodes themselves. But I will say that Dave Filoni, in structuring this, has come up with an idea that on his face is really simple, and yet at the same time, it's almost entirely shocking that he has decided to go in the direction he has for this series in terms of the idea about searching for Thrawn and where Thrawn could possibly be. Yeah, the possibility is just rather stunning in its simplicity, and also, like, well, yeah, but it's almost heretical. Yeah, that's the word I want to use, heresy, right? It almost feels like heresy in its way, but also undeniably logical in its way as well. So first reactions are, again, you got to be patient with it. It's going to build, and you can make judgments as you will about whether it's a good thing that you have to be patient with this and letting, you know, scenes breathe the way that they do, whether that's a good thing for you or not. Like, you get to decide if that's the case. Personally, I was fine with it. I think the thing that struck me overall is that I remember the experience of seeing Star Trek Generations on screen, and that was the first movie that featured the cast of the Next Generation TV series, them going from the TV show to movies in the big screen cinema experience. And it really kind of reminded me of that in a way. It felt like it was, you know, Rebels taking it from that, you know, smaller screen animation experience and blowing it up to something cinematic in its scale and scope and bringing it to a place that, you know, it had yet to go before. And so that is ultimately where I'm sitting with it, where I'm really excited about the possibilities of the series and what Dave Filoni has opened up with this so far. So that's what I've got for you today with non-spoiler reactions to the two-episode Ahsoka premiere. And in subsequent episodes, we're going to start digging in more deeply to what we got to see over the first couple of hours of the show. Not quite a couple of hours. I think it ultimately nets out to be an hour and 40 minutes. So yeah, in these first 100 minutes of the show, we'll get to that. But for now, that's going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.